Zakaria Manyok, the Bishop of Wangulei Diocese of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan, says a group of armed assailants who are believed to be the supporters of the deprocked Hajj Bishop, Ruben Akurdit, entered the Langbar B Church premises and started shooting in the rooms at around 3:10 a.m. on Saturday.
They came here and they attacked those who were sleeping out there. They fired at them. When they ran away, they got one person. They started beating that person. So I opened the door. I tried to go out, and those of Tuch and Anur said, "No, you cannot go out." And they were aware that we were here. So they were told, "Zakaria is in this room, Anur is in this room, Tuch is in this room, and we have four rooms in this house." So they came, they started to force their way through the door, and they could not. And so they came to the door of Moses Anur, Hajj Bishop Moses Anur, and they fired inside using PKM. And after that, they came to my window. They fired, and the bullets entered, like you could see from my mosquito net. And they entered and hit the wall and explode. When they exploded, some debris came back and cut my upper lip. And so I was bleeding here.
Bishop Manyok, who was injured on his upper lip, says he, Bishop Gabriel Thunya Goth of Kongor Diocese, and Hajj Bishop Moses Anur were sleeping in separate rooms but the same building when they were sprayed with PKM bullets. He says two other people were also injured.
The names are known. The names of these people are known. There were four from Koch. There were more than three from Dare. And the rest, then there were people also who came from Chwekir. Then these people who attacked us were police people. One of them is a regimental sergeant major in the police. Another one is a bodyguard of a general of police. So we know them. One of them is from CID. We know all of them. And they attacked us. Some of them were wearing their uniform and others were not.
Major General Joseph Mayana Akon, the Jonglei State Police Commissioner, confirms the incident and said nobody was arrested and the police have launched investigations into the incident. In a letter dated 22nd of January 2022, Tuong Majuk, the Jonglei State Acting Governor, enforces curfew and ordered for the closure of some ECS churches in Bor Town, including the St. Andrew's Cathedral, where Akurdit is operating, and Langbar B Church, where Moses Anur operates. Justin Badi Arama, the primate of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan, condemns the incident and blames the violence behavior of the young men against the clergy on some unnamed senior politicians from Jonglei State.
This is the third time for such incident to happen in the church premises in Bor. Early last year, 2021, two youth members were sought by the police in the same church compound, and no one was brought to book of justice. Afterwards, in the same year, two bishops were stopped at Bor airstrip, humiliated and deported back to Juba by the government of Jonglei State.
The standoff between Bishop Akurdit and ECS Primate Justin Badiarama began in August 2020 when Badiarama fired Akurdit from his post as Archbishop of Jonglei Internal Province and the Bishop of Diocese Bor, after he established the three additional dioceses of Makwach, Anyidi, and Kolnyang within the Jonglei Internal Province without consulting other church officials. Arama appointed Bishop Moses Anur to replace Akurdit, who was expected to retire due to his age. But Akurdit filed a case in Juba's High Court challenging his dismissal. The court dismissed the case and referred it to a church tribunal for settlement. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.